York has become the first U.S. city to impose vaccine mandates on private sector workers. The mayor's office says 184,000 firms will be required to enforce the rules with vaccines needed by December 27th. Partnership for New York City, a business group, criticized inconsistent rules at federal, state and city levels. In Europe, France is to close nightclubs for 4 weeks and could open vaccination to children aged 5 to 11 early next year. The UK says 336 cases of the Omicron variant have been detected and that it's present in regions across the country. Bloomberg News says it will continue to do all it can to help staff a Hayes fan and her family 1 year after she was detained in China. Editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite says 12 months of detention is a long time for anyone to endure and that the company remains very worried about her well-being. Chinese authorities have said Fan was detained on suspicion of national security law violations and that her legitimate rights and interests are fully guaranteed. The UK says it's moving forward on trade engagement with individual American states. In an exclusive interview, the UK Trade Secretary, on a three-day trip to the US, told us the government stands ready to resume talks with Washington on a broader federal deal.
At the moment, and I completely understand why, the Biden administration is focused very much on its domestic issues. You know, COVID has put pressures on everybody, and it's no different here in the US. But we stand ready to pick up and continue those negotiations with the team.
US government officials will boycott the Beijing Winter Olympics in February, opening a new flashpoint between the world's two largest economies. The White House says the decision is over what it calls China's ongoing crimes against humanity and other human rights abuses. Athletes will be free to compete, even as administration officials stay at home. Global News 24 hours a day on air and at Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.